Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. It is a pleasure for Brazil to see you lead this important debate instead of being at the delegation right beside me at the plenary. Brazil believes that it is of utmost importance for the conference to keep abreast of technological innovations and emerging technologies that might have an impact on international peace and security. The accelerating pace of technological change and developments in science and technology have a potential impact, both positive and negative, on international security and disarmament. Resolution 78/22 of the UN General Assembly, adopted by consensus, calls all member states to remain vigilant in understanding new and emerging developments in science and technology that could imperil international security, and underlines the importance of member states engaging with experts from industry, the research community, and civil society in addressing this challenge. As we know, there are a number of different technologies with a potential impact on international peace and security and disarmament in different stages of their development life cycle. Most are in the innovation or development stage. Some are more mature. The positive and negative potential effects of such technologies become clearer with greater maturity and deployment, particularly deployment in scale. Some are proceeding at unprecedented speed, while their consequences are difficult to anticipate. Additionally, these technologies can be combined with each other and with older technologies and platforms. The application of artificial intelligence to military platforms using other emergency and or legacy technologies, for example, has rightfully attracted a lot of attention given its potentially system-wide implications. All of the above have been acknowledged in the work of various bodies that are already working on specific technologies and aspects of technologies, both in the civilian and military domain. This has obvious implications for our work at the CD. On the other hand, emerging technologies can have transformational effects on reducing poverty and improving the lives of our people. This is particularly relevant in the case of developing countries. We should therefore steer clear of wholesale stigmatization of such technologies, especially given the fact that many, if not all, of these technologies are dual use in nature. Concerns about emerging technologies and their potential military applications should not lead to undue restrictions on access to such technologies for peaceful and legitimate purposes. The impact of emerging technologies is being discussed and addressed in various diplomatic fora, which include the CCW Group of Governmental Experts on Emerging Technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems, the OEWG on security of and in use of ICTs, the GGE on prevention of an arms race in outer space, and proposed OEWGs on Paris and space security. Some emerging technologies also have a particular relevance to the Biological Weapons Convention. In this regard, the deployment of emerging technologies in the military domain should ensure compliance with the law of armed conflict, in particular, international humanitarian law. In some cases, such emerging technologies can have a positive impact on compliance with IHL. Several of these technologies have already been deployed in conflict situations and are visibly being used more directly and indirectly in them. This is particularly true with regard to lethal autonomous weapon systems. This reinforces the urgency of reaching agreement on the regulation of such systems on the basis of the long-standing discussions taking place at the GGE of the CCW. In conclusion, Mr. Coordinator, Brazil reiterates the importance of ensuring that the CD remains aware and abreast of technological advances and of the progress of deliberative and negotiation processes established in the context of the United Nations, while respecting their respective mandates and avoiding duplication of efforts. I thank you, Mr. Coordinator.